Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Welcome into the
name.
Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
We do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Come on, praise the Lord. Bless your hands, all you people. Shout out for God.
Opportunity, Lord God, one more time to be with the saints of God, for those who call upon the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Father, this is a day that you have made, and we are glad,
yes,
oh God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
Somebody woke up this morning, Lord God, they couldn't get up. Father God, somebody didn't wake up this morning, but we come to praise you, Lord God. We come to bless you, Lord God. We come to give you honor, Lord God. We come to magnify you, oh God. We come to worship you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah to the Lord today. Lord God, we honor you.
Hallelujah.
We just are so thankful, Lord God, for those who have labored, Lord God, that to make this thing possible, Lord God. For Lord God, you are still God. You are the same yesterday, today, today, and forevermore. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh Lord God, where would we be? Where would we be today? Where would we be? You are on our side, and we want to bless you, Lord God. So, Lord God, today, as it is Youth Sunday, Lord God, thank you for the youth, Lord God. Thank you for the next generations that will follow us. Thank you for the generations ahead of us, Lord God. Thank you for our generation. Thank you, Lord God. You are the God of all generations, oh God. And we bless you today. And we give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. And amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. I'll be reading verses 1 through Isaiah, verses 1 through 12. Oh, chapter 53. But oh, how few believe it? Who will listen? To whom God revealed his saving power. In God's eyes, he was like a tender green shoot, sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. But in the eyes, there was no attractiveness at all. Nothing to make us want him. We despised him and rejected him. Man of sorrows, acquainted with bitter grief. We turned our backs to him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised and we didn't care. Yet it was our grief he bore, our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were punishment from God for his own sins. But he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was lashed when we were healed. We, every one of us, have strayed away like sheep. We who have left God's path to follow our own, yet God laid on him the guilt of the sins of every one of us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he never said a word. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shears is dumb. So he stood silent before the ones condemning him. In prison and trial, they led him away to his death. But who among the people of the day realized it was their sins, and he was dying for that? He was suffering their punishment. He was buried like a criminal and put in a rich man's grave. But he had done no wrong, and never spoken an evil word. But it was the Lord's good plan to bruise him and fill him with grief. However, when his soul has been made an offering for his sin, then he shall have a multitude of children, many heirs. He shall live again, and God's program shall prosper in his hand. And when he sees all that is accomplished by the anguish of his soul, he shall be satisfied. And because of what he has experienced, my righteous servant shall make many to be continued righteous before God. He shall bear all of their sins. Therefore, I will give him the honors of one who is mighty and great, because he has poured out himself. He was counted as a sinner, and he bore many sins. And he pled with God for sinners.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the hearers and the readers of this word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. That was Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 12.
Amen.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds now to be ready for praise and worship.
So the song says, the mountains are still built, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
to do. We need a move.
We need a move. We need a move.
We need a move.
Thank you.
He didn't have to let me live. He didn't have to let me live. So glad to be in the service one more time. Well, if you know that, stand up with me today and let's just do a bit of this. It says every praise. Amen.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Every praise is due unto our God. You may take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
We just want to take out this time to honor any first-time worshipers that are here, worshiping with us in person or worshiping with us online. If you are online and this is your first time worshiping with us, ask that you would press 1 on your phone and we can bring you on live. Amen. We apologize for the technical difficulties. I looked up and it said that we had ended the call, but praise be to God. All of you stay on the line. Nobody hung up. Amen. Amen. So we're thankful to God for that. We're back on live now. If there are any first-time worshipers on the line, press 1. We can bring you on live, and you can say hello to us and shout out where you're coming from, calling from. We just love it when we have guests and family, and we have guests with us here in person on today. So we want to give everybody an opportunity to feel welcome and feel at home. So no one has pressed 1 on the line. Everybody is family. Amen. Amen. Well, we have guests here with us in the house. Hallelujah. And we want to take out this time to honor you. Amen. Would you like to give us your name and let us know where you're from? Amen. 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 Such a blessing to have you with us. And I understand you live across the street.
My father does.
Your father does. All right. Amen. So we're just truly thankful to God that you are here, have come to worship with us. We hope and pray that today something will be said to strengthen you and encourage you and intensify your love relationship with the Lord. I am Pastor Kimberly Black, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Greater St. Stephen Lutheran Church. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We are glad you are here. Amen. Amen. It's truly an honor. It's an honor. It's a privilege. I want to say thank you to everyone for last Sunday, our first out-of-the-box worship experience. Come on now, make some noise. It was truly a blessing. It was an awesome, good time. And can I tell you, we are counting down for the third Sunday of August. Amen. Yeah. Counting it down. And so we want you to get excited. We want you to tell people we will be giving away school supplies and we will be giving away food. Amen. And so we just want you to tell people, spread the word on the third Sunday in July, August. We will be out in the yard with our out-of-the-box worship experience. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord, and we want to continue to do ministry like Jesus. And I prayed about it. We did our recap, and I prayed about, I heard everything that everybody said to help us grow and to be bigger and to be better. And when I was praying, I said, Lord, should I have preached or had someone preach? And he says, what is the title of your event? And I said, well, it's worship out of the box. He says, well, who gets the worship? If I get the worship. And he says, you all didn't come there for you to get anything. You came so that I could receive. And so we gave him worship on last Sunday. And so we want to continue to share that with the community. We are here to serve and worship the Lord. Amen. And so we want to encourage you. We're getting ready to celebrate our 36th church anniversary. We're going to be celebrating our 36th church anniversary, and we're asking every member, is it 36, 37? Okay, 37, amen. Ain't that a shame? You track the year of the church, the year your child was born. Ain't that a shame? That's a for real church baby, amen. That's a for real church baby. So the church will be $37. So we're asking everyone to give $37. Amen. We're not taxing nobody. We just want to bless the community. We're going to be a blessing to our community because in September, we're going to be giving out cleaning supplies. And so we're going to take everything that's collected through the church anniversary to get all the things that we need to be a blessing because you know pretty soon it's going to be hard to find bleach and Lysol wipes. So we want to go and get it and put it in a nice little laundry basket and set it where people can come and get it and have it so that when they need it, they have it. Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've got a couple of people donating some things to me. I told them, I said, have y'all ever seen the old mop? It's old mop. It's called OH mop. I've got somebody who's going to donate a mop to us. It's a fancy mop. It ain't no dollar store mop now. They're going to donate this mop. I said, how much this mop cost? They said, well, it was $50. I said, ooh, I can't buy a bunch of those. They said, well, I'll buy one and you can raffle it off or however you want to do it. So I said, okay, thank you. So I'm going to get the old mop and I'm going to go get an old vacuum cleaner. Come on, somebody. And we're just going to be able to bless our community, amen. So I'm hoping to have two of each so that I can give one away to the church family, one away to the community. So if you know somebody looking to wanting to donate, tell them, come on and see us. Because in September, we will be doing cleaning supplies. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Well, it is word time, and I'm so excited about word time. I'm dressed comfortable because I'm supposed to be getting on I-5 headed to Seattle. And so if this is not how you used to seeing Pastor dress, no, I'm trying to multitask. Amen? I'm trying to keep everything together and prospect. But I dare not stop and take care of home first because there is a word from the Lord. Amen. God has been good to us, and we owe him another praise. Amen. We owe him another praise. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, thanking you for being good, for being God, for being faithful and kind. Lord, we love you today more than we did on yesterday, and we appreciate you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. Lord God, we just ask now as we continue to worship you and continue to praise you, you will give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us today regarding our justification and our faith. Help us, God, to hear something from Romans chapter 5 that we've never heard before. And then, God, help us to ponder that word in our heart that we will live according to Romans 5. And follow the instructions of the Apostle Paul. We bless your name now, Father God. I pray that you would bless the hearers and the doers of your word. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you have your Sunday school book, we are on page 546. And if you don't have a Sunday school book, we are coming from the book of Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Our lesson today is justification through faith. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Thank God for Brother Jeremiah reading our devotional reading this morning from Isaiah 53, 1 through 12. Our lesson aim, our aim for change, is we will be able to identify the relationship between faith and Christ. Now, this is our relationship. We'll be able to identify our relationship, not your brothers, not your sisters, but your own personal relationship. Be able to identify your relationship between faith in Christ and the justification in the sight of God. By the end of this lesson will cause us to repent of personal failures. How many of us can say, Lord, here am I. Forgive me for some personal failures. I might not have did it yesterday, but last week, last month, I might have even, and I didn't even think about repenting of it until right now.
You know, God will do that for you, right? Because he wants us to have a right relationship with him. And every now and then we get busy with life and we forget that we've had a failure, we messed up, we erred. And we were so busy that we didn't even stop to say, Father, forgive me. But he is such a good God. He is such a faithful God. He is such a merciful God that he can bring things to our remembrance, not to shame us, but to help us be better, to help us to grow and mature in him. Amen? Amen. So the other thing that we'll be able to glean from this lesson is we will repent of our personal failures and obtain peace that only God gives. And then we'll be able to celebrate our justification through faith in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let's start reading Romans chapter 5. Now you all know I like to read the New Living Translation because it is clear and everybody can understand it. Sometimes the King James Version is kind of hard for us to understand, but it's good to have both. Amen? So we're going to read from both today. We're going to, because there's just some stuff that we got to pick up in both. Amen? So it starts off with saying, therefore. Okay? So what does therefore mean? Well, therefore means that chapter 5 is a continuation from chapter 4. In chapter 4, verses 23 through 25, Paul talks about justification. He says that, what he's saying in those verses is that justification is from condemnation. Now, you know Romans 8 and 1 says that there is no condemnation in those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, what is condemnation? That means that even though you have sinned, even though you have fallen short of the glory of God, because of Jesus Christ, you are not found guilty. Because of Jesus Christ, what you did when you confessed in him and believed in him, he has washed it all away. The slate has been made clean. The justification is a declaration of a right relationship with God. How many of you know that God desires for us to have a right relationship with him? And you do know we cannot do that on our own, okay? We are not that bright. We are not that smart. We are not that intelligent. Matter of fact, we ain't that rich. We ain't that good looking to be able to do a right relationship with God by ourselves. So we have a helper. Somebody say hallelujah for the Holy Ghost. We have, come on, hallelujah for the Holy Ghost. We have a helper that helps us live right with God. When we live right with God, because you know our relationship is like the cross. You know how the cross is made. It goes up. That's to God. And then it stretches out. That means to others, our brothers, our sisters, those that we know, those that we don't know, those that look like us and those that don't look like us. Come on, somebody. When we have a right relationship with God, we love everybody. Mother Pammy would say blue, yellow, red, purple. Everybody, amen. When we have a right relationship with God, so being justified means that we have everything we need to please the Lord. Ain't that good? Ain't that good? So chapter 5 is a continuation of chapter 4. So Paul says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, remember I told you faith ain't who you is. It's not who you are. It's what you do. It's what you do. If you say you believe, then you need to act like you believe it. You need to talk like you believe it. You need to walk like you believe it. You need to live like you believe it, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. So because we have, look in here. This is so good. I want to slow down. I want to slow down. I don't want to miss anything here. In chapter 5, Paul gives us 8 blessings of justification. All right? We're getting ready to look at them. There's eight. So if you're at home or you're writing, I'm going to help you get them. He says the first one is peace. He says we have peace with God because of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is for us. What is Philippians 4 and 7? What does that say? Philippians 4 and 7. I thought I wrote it down in my notes, but I didn't. The peace of God. Come on, keep reading. All understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the benefit number one. Having the peace of God. He says it will give you understanding in all things. Well, keep reading, baby. You're going to see why you're going to need some understanding in all things, all right? So peace is the first one. For my note takers, peace is the first benefit, the first blessing that we have for being justified. He says we have peace with God because of Jesus Christ, for what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Go back to John 3:16. What did Jesus do for us? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Romans 8 tells us how we can do that. Paul says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God gave his son Jesus, you shall be what? Saved. And through salvation comes justification. So here, once we realize that we did not save ourselves, once we realize that we cannot clean ourselves up, it's a gift from God. Who don't like a gift? Everybody likes a gift. My birthday is just around the corner. Y'all know I want a gift. Everybody's asking me, what you want for your birthday? I don't know. I just like gifts. And who would not like a gift that has no ending? A gift that protects, a gift that heals, a gift that delivers, a gift that provides, a gift that makes a way out of no way. And where the church is today? Who would not want that type of gift? Salvation is a gift today. So look at Jesus died for us, and then verse 2 says, I'm going to jump over to the King James version if y'all don't mind, because this word is another one of our benefits, another one of our blessings. It says, by whom also we have access. Okay, that's the second benefit, second blessing. Well, you say access to what? Well, you remember the children of Israel, when they sinned or they needed to come before the Lord, they had to go to the priest. And the priest, once a year, the priest would go into the temple to go before God on behalf of the people. Now, you know, if the priest wasn't right, you know what happened to him, don't you? He would die in the temple. And that's why they put the rope on him with the bell. So as long as he was walking, they could hear the bell. But the moment the bell stopped ringing, they knew that he would pull him out. Because he wasn't right. Going before God on behalf of the people. But look at here. What Jesus did over 2,000 years ago on Calvary, it messed up the temple. The Bible says that when Jesus was crucified, the veil in the temple was rent. That means you and I have access to God the Father. We can go to him early in the morning, in the middle of the day, late in the midnight hour. We don't need the priest. We can come boldly for his throne of grace to make our petitions and our requests known to him whenever we want to. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, anytime. 365 days of the week. Here. We can come to God anybody. We don't have to wait on the priest. So the benefit of justification is having access to God. It says, by faith into this grace. Grace is the next benefit. Oh, my goodness. We have peace with God. We have access to God's presence. And we stand in grace. We stand in grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. We have joy. Look at there. He says, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice. That means we have joy. You've been sorrowful. Now you can rejoice. You had joy, rejoice. How are we going to rejoice in hope? Hope. That's the next one. Hope. This morning, I heard an acronym for hope. Want to share it. It's having only positive expectations. Having only positive expectations. Okay? What are you expecting? Are you expecting that God to heal you, God to deliver you, God to protect you? Yes, we are expecting all that. But guess what? We have a God that is concerned about our past, our present, and our future. Oh, come on, somebody. But the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Okay? So he's concerned about our future. So here it is. We have an expectation, an expectation of hope. Earth is not my home. What you say? I pray we all be ready. Get ready for what? To the country buffet, because it ain't there no more. I pray we all be ready for the next Razor game, because they got a new coach. I pray we all be ready because the bus is coming to get us, take us down to the LNA or to the Spirit. Is that what we pray we all be ready for? No, baby, I pray we all be ready for heaven. Because heaven is real, amen. I pray we all be ready. I pray that we get our lives right. I pray that we live with the peace of God so that on that great day morning or when he calls our name, we can get up and be in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Have that hope of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 3 and 4. You see the word "and." So what does that mean? Well, we have peace, right? We have access. We have grace. We have joy. We have hope. And look at God. He said, hey, but look, that good eye. The blessings of the rich, they add no sorrow. My friend, we live in the world. This is the world, baby. Verse 4, 5, and 6. 3 is we glory in tribulation. And also knowing that tribulation works in tribulation. So let me pause and say right here. Just because we got saved, we are not exempt from trouble, trials, and tribulation. When we stop in front of the devil, don't you know God, man? The moment we said, I'm done lying, I'm done God. I'm done with the drama. The moment we had no more drama, the upright man, and the devil went out, he said, you know what? Your servant knows. I think I can make Job cuss. I think I can make Job turn his back on you. I think I can make Job deny you. Have you ever felt like enemy was out to get you to turn your back on God? Have you ever felt like enemy just wanted you to give up at all and just say, okay, devil, you're... We're going to go through some trouble. We're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulations. But look at the joy. What happened here is every experience that we go through, we must learn something that experience. Every experience that we encounter builds character. God wants us to represent him shed where? Abroad in our hearts by whom the Holy Ghost and which is given unto us. Told you we had everything we need to have a right relationship with God. Right? Verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, okay, that might not have been good to understand, but I'm teaching it. In New Testament, died for the ungodly. Okay, look at us in the New Living Translation. It says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and he died for us, sinners. Now, for what we call ungodly, we don't want to be, because we know what Romans says about the ungodly. We know who they are. Those are the ones that love money, they love sex, and they love drugs, and they love violence, and they love wrong, they love confusion, they love discord. Those are the ungodly. They'll steal, they'll kill, they'll lie, they'll do ungodly. Oh, come on, we want sinners, oh man. One sinners. We were one. We were saved by grace. So those people will not be willing to die an unright person. Now, most people will not be willing to die for an unright person. Those one might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. That's not what he did. You know how we are. If you're not me, I'll be not you. If you love me, I love you. You help, I love you. That's how we are, right? That's the world, right? That's how the world is. But see, that's how our God is. God said that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all created in the earth needs to be reconciled to me. I got to go get mine. That's what this lesson is all about, right? It's all about reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. Verse 8, it says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were sinners. Verse 9 says, since we have been healed by God's sight by the blood of Jesus, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since Christ with God was restored by the death of his Son, we have rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God. Our Lord has made us friends of God. God initiated it by giving us his Son Jesus. When Adam sinned, we then became born and continued. Well, it's just getting wickeder and wicker. But because of what God did for us by giving us his Jesus, we don't have to live in sin anymore. We have been given a gift of salvation. And with that gift, we can live eternally in heaven with our God. New life, and we are not the same Lord. We are recreated and live in unity with Christ. God brings us back to himself by blotting out as if you had never sinned at all. That ain't that a good God? Praise go over there. Hallelujah, go right there. Thank you, Jesus, go right there. Jesus, he was like, you did what? I didn't know you did that. He ain't like us. Yeah, I remember when you was walking MLK in them high heel shoes and them spandex. That ain't how my God is. When we come to God and say, well, Lord, I know I was walking MLK. He's like, you did? When he forgives us, forgiving. God brings us back to himself by blotting our sins and declaring righteous. Because we have the rest of God, we have the privilege to lead others to Christ. I don't know about you. I don't know what relationship in your family is broken. Maybe you have a broken relationship with a sibling or a child or your parents. Maybe you have a broken relationship with your ex spouse or your ex. I'm going there. Because that's all it is. And if it's broken, it needs what? Reconcile. Not for them, but for who? You. For me. In chapter 5, 4 and 5, really there's a truth about it. Everything we need to help us experience these blessings from the Lord. We can have people of God access to God's presence and stand in grace, hope, and joy. We have a love of God. We have a Holy Ghost. We are saved from the wrath of God. And we have life eternally. My question to you today, right relationship with God. Are you having a right relationship with God? Is your life right with God? Now, just because you got it right with God, it's with God, but what about stretching out? We just can't stop at loving God only. What does it say? It is now we have the privilege of leading others this life of this gift of salvation, this gift of justification. What we need to do this week and put into practice a worthy praise so that God, who is worthy of praise, is pleased with our lives. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we humbly come before you, thanking you for this lesson of day. Thanking you, Father, for the justification that you give us while we were still your enemy. Love us enough to give us your son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. And we are so grateful and we're thankful. And we're thanking you for the burden of justification. We're thanking you for the peace of God. We're thanking you for the access to come boldly before your throne of grace and stand in grace with joy and having only positive expectations. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for life. God, as we prepare to leave this place in our presence, help us live a life of faith. I hear Pastor Carl say, you get the glory out of our life. You the praise out of my life. Let us live today that worthy of the praise and glory and honor that will cause others to come saying, what must I do to be saved? So thank you, Father. We praise you now and we give you thanks. And we lift up our hands in the sanctuary, being grateful for the gift of salvation, thankful for the gift of sanctification. And thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, because we have what we need to have right relationship with you and please you with our lives. Now, by the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, let rule our Bible. May you keep us as the apple of your eye, and may we ever give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. When I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, live holy, pray. Amen. Be blessed to the Lord, my brother. Be blessed to the Lord, my sister. Amen. Come on, bless him.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. glory.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah. God, you get it. Hallelujah, you get the glory. Hallelujah, you get the praise. When the healing comes, you get the glory. When the freedom comes, you get the praise. When the justice comes, you get the glory. Hallelujah, you get the praise. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love glory, you get the glory, you get the glory, you get the glory, out of my life, out of my life, out of my life, in every situation, every miracle, every
Mother might have one.